you're hiring. You're looking for folks to get involved with the State Police Academy. And, Sergeant, tell me a little bit about, with this Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division in particular, how can folks get involved? What are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for qualified candidates that are interested in the aspect of law enforcement as commercial motor vehicles. Mm-hmm. We have full authority over that. We check drivers to make sure that they're qualified to drive the vehicles that they're driving, that they're not over hours. You can only operate these vehicles certain hours of the day.
Sure.
For total. And then equipment, making sure that the trucks, trailers, and all of their equipment load is secure. And
just make sure that you're basically following the rules of the road to be out there and be safe.
Following the rules and being safe. That's exactly it.
You got involved in the state police. You got involved in law enforcement. What kind of... No pun intended, steered you toward the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division?
Well, just the interest in doing that type of enforcement.
Sure.
And making the roads safer for the carriers, making sure that the trucks aren't overweight and that they're operating in a safe fashion.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Trooper Andy Rigling from the Michigan State Police and Sergeant Chad Larson, Michigan State Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division, talking about getting involved as a career, joining up and becoming a member of the state police. Andy, tell me a little bit about you guys are looking right now. You are looking to hire. Who are you looking for and how do folks find out more?
Well, I guess we're looking for anybody that's interested in a career and being a state trooper.
Yeah.
It's a job that is very rewarding, and we're looking for anybody, our qualified people that are willing to step up and do that.
Now, you've been doing it for a while. Why? What was it about it that made you say, I'm gonna give this a try?
Well, I guess for me, it was I first went to college, thought I'd be a paper engineer,
okay.
And I take one chemistry class and realize that this job isn't for me.
Fuel.
Right,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
So you know, law enforcement was always on the back burner. So I got involved with that and realized that I guess I wanted to work for the best. So the state police is where I wanted to go.
And you started the process, and here you are. I mean, how many years of service now have you had?
I have a little over 30 years in.
Wow. Well, that's very well done. Also, Sergeant Chad Larson with us, State Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division. And we were talking a little bit off mic, Chad, but you have a family history with this agency that I'm sure had a little bit to do with you saying, I'm going to consider doing this. Tell me about that a little bit.
That's correct. My dad worked for Michigan State Police for 28 years. He retired as the lab commander here at Marquette.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of always in your lineage and in your family, and you ended up now you're sergeant with the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division, and it's turned into a good career for you.
It's been a great career for me. Yeah, as far as family life goes, been able to get married, have two kids, and remain in my hometown.
That's pretty good. That is a part. Andy, what do people need to do if they want to get this process going, that they want to become an officer, a trooper, get this going?
They can call me anytime. But the big thing they can do is they have to go online, because we have a civil service test that's required.
Sure.
And to get that started, they go to michigan.gov/MSPjobs. And click on the now hiring link, and then click apply now.
And I'm sure there's a full process and a vetting process to get into this. They're going to run background checks. You'll have to give some vital information about yourself, because they want to make sure they know this, that whoever's going to do this is the right person.
Right, right. We require a civil service test, then a physical agility test, physical fitness test, and we have quite an extensive background investigation that we do to make sure we have the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hiring interview, and then appointment to our academy after that.